Vayami कीर्तानि पुनान्ति सन्त
स्वयं कीर्तानि पुनान्ति सन्त
तत्र
भजन्मो भुवनं पुनानं very much interested in getting himself purified like common man,
But on the plea of taking a bath in that place, they came to meet Maharaj Pariksit because they could foresee that Srimad Bhagavatam would be spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. All of them wanted to take advantage of the great occasion. At that time, all the great minds and thinkers, accompanied by their disciples and sages, with the barely sanctified place of pilgrimage, despite their presence, arrived there on the plea of making a pilgrimage journey. So there is the Maharaj Pariksit sitting on the banks of the Ganga, and we hear, before we heard in the first chapter, Yathada Sankhya Sutta Munya Pashamanaya Sadhyakunan Kupashishta Rajanapi Seva. So we already know this verse. Yeah, I just said it, I forgot it. But it says there, Sadhya Punantu Pasrishya, that the Munya, the sages, the great thinkers and devotees, they can purify one. Sadhya, here we have the word Punanti, to sanctify or purify. There it was spoken already that the, we're kind of looking back to, this might have happened first. But we read in the first chapter happened after what happened here. Because there's no chronology in the spiritual sense, we're not worried about that at all. So there it says that the Yatpada Sankhya Sutta, when the sages were speaking to Sutta Goswami, they were starting to ask these questions. So one of the questions are kind of like statements, kind of like not in the sense of archetype questions. There they say, Sadhya Punantu Pashpashta Svadhina, that the Ganga, although they're sitting by the Ganga, and these sages don't seem very, and I'm coming there to bathe in the Ganga, basically. So that verse says a similar thing, that you can bring the Ganga and bathe in the Ganga so many times, but it will take a long time to spend your life. But the sages, the great devotees who go to these holy places and purify them, sadhya puna, immediately. Tulayama lavanati. Lavanati is not even a second. And a tiny fraction of time. Tulayama lavanati. Asvagana puna babam. Even if you went up to the heavenly planets, wherever you might go in the universe, you could not attain the great benediction of just a moment's association. Lava Matra, sadhu sangha, with a sadhu, especially those different sadhus. Here we have thinkers, and we have sages, some of them are great devotees, and they even have their disciples with them. Tirti, Kurvanti, Tirtani. Now, when Vidura was traveling, we just read about that in the 13th chapter. So Vidura had come and he was being praised by Yudhisthira Maharaj that he'd been purified. Actually, he didn't feel himself. So he had the association with so many, even Krishna, Vidura, but he'd gone out and taken shelter of my family, Uddhava. So also a pilgrim for many years and became very purified. So when he was there at the Hatsunapur, a very well-known verse that the prophet, we heard about prophets saying, well, I've mentioned this several times before, but so many verses prophets would quote. Kirti Korvanti Kirtan, Santa Saint Vedav. That these personalities like Vidura, what to speak of Sukadeva Goswami, they carry Supreme Personality of God wherever they go. So they purify these places of pilgrimage. Many instances are there. When the four Kumaras came to visit Prithumara, he was glorified them also, but this Tulayama Levanapina sort of Bhagavat Sanghi Sanghasya, these four Kumaras, Bhagavat Sanghi Sanghasya, is as good as getting the association or of the personality of God. Even Krishna and Balaram, when they came, and you read in chapter 84, chapter 10 canto, Krishna himself, came to Kurukshetra. And then the sages also approached, because this is a big thing, you know, Krishna's a time of the eclipse, kind of a great time like this. And Krishna was praising the sages and instructing everyone there that even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they don't get a chance to associate with these great sages. And he was bound along with Balaram and all the kings, taking this move of the Kshatriya king, that he has to surrender to the sages and the Brahmins, and instructing everyone, please take shelter of these sages. So recently we were reading in Great Bhagavatamrita how, well, for one thing is, these words here, we'll be getting this verse, Muneo and Kunambi, Yuyang Niroke. These words are echoed by Narada Muni in the seventh canto twice, the same verse, speaking of important verses. The same verse is spoken twice, and once in the 10th chapter, once in the 15th chapter, the seventh canto. Where Narada Muni was speaking with Yudhisthira Maharaj, and he was extolling the glories of the Pandavas. And of course, Rikkhan Maharaj is direct descendant of the Pandavas. How great these Pandavas are, that Yuyang Niloke Bhattaburi Bhaga, Monayo Vyanti. Because Narada Muni was thinking, well, that Yudhisthira might think himself inferior because he just narrated the whole pastime of Prahlad Maharaj and how great he was. So that to encourage and think that the new Pandavas are so fortunate that Moniobhyanti, Rama Manusha, Niloke, Manusha Linga, that the personality of Godhead himself, he's living in your house. He's acting as sometimes as your order carrier, as your confidential. So don't feel any inferior. And so that's expanded by Narada Muni again in Priya Bhagavatamrita, where he's glorifying the Pandavas as such great persons. Because Narada Muni has been traveling to different places to find out who is receiving the greatest mercy of the personality of God. So when he came, first he was with Hanuman, Lord, he put so many, and then Hanuman said, you must see he was directed to see the Pandavas. So when he came to see the Pandavas, he was glorifying the Pandavas so much that he had to hold his tongue with his teeth. He said, my dear tongue, don't be so impudent to think that you can glorify these Pandavas, because they got the direct association of Krishna was living in their house, where all the great sages would come at different times, who could purify the universe themselves. Punanti. So don't think that you're inferior. So in this way, Narada Muni was encouraging Yudhisthira Maharaj. And actually, each of the Pandavas were speaking to Narada Muni, saying, why are you glorifying us? They were protesting, feeling very inferior. Narada Muni is feeling very humble also, that he can't possibly glorify the Pandavas. the mood of the devotee thinking that he cannot possibly glorify even one tiny fragment of a pastime of Krishna or one of his limbs. It's impossible. Even Lord Brahma, Bhava Padmaji describes in Bhagavatam, they cannot be described. So therefore, each Pandava came forward, Yudhisthira, and then Bhima, and Arjuna, and Bhima. He's described with a certain mood, Narma, Sapriya Narma Saka, friend of Krishna. And then he comes to Arjuna, who's even more advanced, Prana Saki, the life of Krishna. He's actually so intimately involved with Krishna. But they're saying that we are just actually very lowly. When people hear our pastimes, we're always suffering, and we feel that we'll disturb the devotees in the future. If they hear about us, if they hear about our pastimes, how we suffered in our relation with Krishna, so they're very, very humble, thinking that they didn't get the mercy of Krishna so much. They're always after the mercy. Each of these devotees that Narada Muni sees, they're always wanting more mercy, more. So this is the nature of the spiritual life, that it's ever increasing. Who could be satisfied? Never. Kaschitniya tirtipado vidana satreshi vasurvi ijamana. This is one of the verses spoken with Vidura was speaking with Maitreya Muni, that who could be satisfied? We're never satisfied with our Krishna consciousness, that we're always pushing onward and attempting to make advancements. Not that I've seen, like Prabhupada used to talk about, that six Goswami, Keva, Deva, Jadevi, Keva. They're not thinking, oh, I'm with Radharani now, so everything's okay. And no. They're looking for, where are we? Where's Radharani? Where's Nandasuna? Are you the Kesi God? Are you at the Govardhan? Are you, where are you? Looking, always seeking. Mahaprabhu also speaks like this, that how he's saying, Mama Jamini Jamini Shri Bhagavad Gita. I might have to take many, many births again and again to get realization of Krishna. I just saw Krishna, and he would speak like that sometimes during the Gambhira Leelas. Mahaprabhu would speak that, why am I maintaining my insect life? I could not get the association of Krishna. Prakashitam, I'm putting on some show. The devotees are thinking that. Everyone is thinking that, but I have no realization. Narada Muni is also thinking, I have no realization. He's coming to worship the Pandavas. Pandavas are worshiping him. So there's this Duilagi, Budahari. Who is more humble, who is more advanced? No one is thinking they're very advanced. But he said, as soon as you think you're so advanced, big shot. I'm not such a great thinker that I could think well of who he's talking about. So there's many verses describing this. In the second canto, in the second chapter, there's descriptions of universal form and so many types of consciousness. So finally, Shukadeva Goswami described Tripantiye Bhagavata Atmanastam. One should drink the Bhagavatam straight on. Don't bother with any type of worshipping, just realizing, try to realize super soul. That will come, that's automatically you'll understand that. He speaks about the super soul, how to realize the super soul, Bhudyadi beer, Drashta Bhudyadi beer. And then immediately he says, Pipantiye Bhagavata Atmasatam, Katamitam Shavana Kusei Pipantitam. If you want to purify the polluted aim of life, Vrajanti Tatshana Sarorang to come and go back to the lotus feet of Krishna, then constantly you should be just drinking the Bhagavatam. Ibanti needs to drink. And you can drink very easily Rasamalayam. It's very easily swallowable. Described right at the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Ibanti, to drink it. Drink through the ears. And Shutechita. By hearing, one will also see. Prabhupada said, everyone is trying to see God. But they don't understand by hearing one becomes purified. Katam is dumb. Papa Katami dumb. Papa Jeev. Everyone is suffering, papa papa, in this material world. They need to be purified. Therefore, the six Goswamis, Govinda Gan Amritai. They're pouring nectar, Amrita, because they're deathless. The real word, Amrita, means deathless. Amrita, no mrityu, no death. So unless one pours on the living entities the deathless nectar, why Prabhupada wanted books going out? Prabhupada said, I'm simply asking, where is the book? Where is the book? He's either writing a book, getting a book printed, distributing a book, or like that, translating. So this is Prabhupada. So nobody's taking credit. They're thinking that Prabhupada is giving. Prabhupada's not taking credit either. I'm hearing these books. I'm reading these books. It's not my book. He wasn't just saying it. He actually felt it and had full realization. Not only had full realization, but he could make others feel that. And also that people would sometimes say, but they're going out, you don't pay them, you're exploiting. He said, that's true, but I'm also not getting paid. And I'm doing more than they are doing. Sometimes you would say they're doing everything. Probably could argue one way or the other, any way you want. I'm not getting anything. He told some Indian, young Indian news reporters in Delhi in 76. They were saying something like that. Swamiji, we're suffering. You're trying to give this Krishna consciousness. But in the West, they don't take any Krishna consciousness and they're all enjoying like anything. We want to enjoy too, Swamiji. Why are you trying to force us to take this Krishna consciousness? What did Prabhupada tell them? He said, yes, you're suffering because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here. Every town and village is instructed there should be Krishna consciousness. Simply speak about Krishna. But you're not taking. Krishna came here. So many incarnations, Ramchandra came, but you're not taking. And he's appeared here in India. Therefore, he said, you should suffer 10 times more than they do in the West. Krishna's saying, Anatavanti Bhutani, by rain, this rain is a natural law, everything's all going on perfect, but you're not thinking, you have your spiritual, all your Puranas, all your books, and Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, still you're not taking. Rather you're producing nuts and bolts. So you'll have to eat your nuts and bolts. If you're complaining there's no food, then why you're, but you just produce food. Prabhupada was very practical. Whenever, and he was the greatest sage. When we read about all these sages, Sarva, here, Shanta, Sadaiva, Vidyeshu, Vilokan, Munis are here, mentioned, Muneo. There's so many Munis, that sometimes they're arguing, and many times they're arguing. Munibir, Mahatma Bir, but those are great Munis, like when Narad Muni was associating, described there in the fifth chapter of the first canon. Sankirtimam, those great munis, Siddhartha munis, they're performing Sankirtan, and Narad Muni was hearing it. Sankirtimam munibir mahatma bir. So this is the method of purification. Janashi Krishna, when Vidura started to speak with Maitreya, he wanted to simply speak some, he became very humble also. He wanted, Prabhupada said he had meant to speak and ask only spiritual questions. But he started to ask in the fifth chapter, third canon, he started to ask about why everyone is suffering in the material world. They try to get some fruit of a new fruit of activities and enjoy it, but then they're baffled. But everyone knows that already. But still, we hear it again in the Bhagavatam, and it's in the Bhagavatam. Although he had meant to ask other things, but still, even all those questions are part of it. Janashi Krishna Dimukasha Daivad. This is Vidura speaking, he's so purified already. That Dimukasha Daivad, by some misfortune, the people, Janash, all the persons in the material world, they Dimukasha, they turn their face. Krishna Bhulya Sejiva Nadia Bhagamu. From time immemorial, the Bhogavantra for it, they're trying to enjoy this material world. So please. But this is just a side question, this is not a many questions he asked like that. So he said, Anugraha Yeha Charanti Nuna. But still, these purified sages, they go, just like these sages have come here. But they haven't come for themselves. They've come to get more purified only by hearing. And so, even Rupa Goswami, he's written his Vidagdha Madhava, he has his verses there, he's saying that I'm a low-born person, just like someone may light a fire who is just a sudra, but that fire can still purify gold. So he's hoping to get the blessings of all, he's sitting there with Ramananda Roy, Sri Damodar, Mahaprabhu himself, all these great personalities, Prabhupada. So even though this low-born person like myself, is lighting them, he's giving the most exalted showers of nectar. Ramananda Roy was amazed, all the Mahaprabhu also amazed, they'd never heard anything like this poetry. Tunde Pandavani Ratim. Three times Sadhuraj Goswami is repeating this sloka in one chapter, one of Anjali. Tunde Dandani Ratim, Dandate Tundali Latay. But the tongue is when the holy name dances on the tongue. Karna Krodha, when the ears hear, he wants thousands of ears. And they're all saying, well, we've heard many, many descriptions of the holy name, but this is the most amazing thing, very uncommon verse. You're giving, you were in ecstasy. Kim Kandena, the Nusmatam. One verse is given there that what is the use of the poet's poem if it doesn't make your head spin? Yakshira, the head should spin. So if our head doesn't spin by hearing these exalted descriptions of Bhagavatam and Rupa Goswami, then the fault, we can't say is necessarily with the poets, but we have to become purified. Govinda ga naam nitai, and to let it pour over our heads, these exalted slokas. So this was a pretext also. It says here, let's see what it says. The great-minded sages, they fly on the wings of the devas. It's another wonderful description. Tatta kirtiyata uvipra, vipraseya buritejasa, aham chatigamam tatta, nivishkrishtara nuzaha. Sukha Goswami was speaking with the sages. He said, I heard very attentively, without any diversion. Therefore, he could speak in this assembly of the sages, all these verses of the Bhagavad. Because he heard he was a Sukhidhara, he could remember immediately he was pure. So, in the case of most of us, we have to hear again and again. But they're wanting to hear the Bhagavad. They've already heard so many things, but they want to hear from Sukadeva. Shukha Mukha Kamurta Gavasamitam, Shivakta Bhagavatam. When Sukadeva is speaking, it becomes more sweet. Even Narada Muni Vyasadeva, they wanted to hear again and again. And Mahaprabhu, he wants to hear from Rupa Goswami. He wants to hear from Ramananda Roy. He's asking so many exalted questions. Go on speaking. All the time he's hearing from Sri Ramananda, Ramananda Roy. It's not that he's a one-man show, Mahaprabhu, that he's just simply giving them. No. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanya Singh, it's true. He's supplying all necessities for everyone. But when it comes to loving ecstasy, he wants to hear. And Rikin Raj is hearing, he's also very purified already. But also, Prabhupada said, and when he's a king, then even though he was a great, exalted, pure devotee king, but still, when he gave up everything, and sat down here in the banks of the Ganga, just as we've been hearing, he became more fit. Looks like the six Goswamis, when they were Mandalapati Shanin, of course they were Mandalapati Shanin, they were in the association of the kings of India, the world, at least at that time, even Sanatana Goswami, such a person, but he wanted to give it up. Just like Prabhupada said, so insignificant, like someone spits or something. It's just malala, just gone. No one cares about something. So the most insignificant thing. So they gave up their sovereignty, more or less. Raghunath Das, Mahasampad Dava, his verses glorifying Mahaprabhu, that he was burning Nirjala in the well, in the deep well with no water there, and burning, and Mahaprabhu delivered. He was practically the wealthiest, one of the top wealthiest persons in all of Bengal. Simply gave up. So these are the persons that are seeing here in the Bhagavatam, seeing Mahaprabhu's pastime, they're giving up everything just to hear this nectar. Common men go to pilgrimage sites to get themselves purified of all sins. Kapyanti lokatapena sarva prayasojana. It's described that, especially about in that verse about Lord Shiva, but all these sadhus, Kapyanti, they suffer to see others suffer. They see others are dukkha, they adama shilasha sudukitas. They have full mercy. Anugraha means it. Full of mercy. Anugraha charanti. They go off chasing. Mayamragam. Like Mahaprabhu, he shows the example. Mayamragam daeta. Out of pure unalloyed mercy. Daeta. Daeta means pure mercy. Mayamragam daeta. He sees them just like little animals. They're suffering, like the deer chasing his own smell of musk, or any little animal. Mayamagam daita yechika andadava. He's running after. So these sages here, they're also self-satisfied, but still they want to become, they want to increase their purification. We don't think that they're impure, but they are always thinking, like the Pandavas are thinking, impure. We're impure, we don't. We had such bad pastimes with Krishna, now no one will become enlivened by hearing about this pastime. Each one is telling Narad Muni and Kriya Bhagavatam. So many people go to these places of pilgrimage, and they become overburdened with the sins of others. And they sanctify those places. So we see that, we saw that very practical example that Prabhupada would come and sit somewhere, anywhere, in an airport. Everything would disappear, the material world would kind of like vanish. At least become very subdued in the background. Everyone would want to see, and even policemen would say, oh, this, that man's glowing. Ordinary persons would see Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was thinking, humble. Like one time when they asked the devotees to move from one part of the airport because it was causing too much disturbance. So Rupa Nuga was telling everyone, okay, we have to go now from this place into another place. So Prabhupada got up also. And said, no, no, not you. Not you, Prabhupada. He said, well, I'm also a devotee. Prabhupada was getting up. So simultaneously, Prabhupada is purifying and without becoming in the least puffed up about it. Govinda Bishwam, in Artham Das has a song that Harishtani Aparadi Kali Harina. Even if you offend Hari, Krishna, you can become purified by chanting. But Tomasani Aparadi Nahi Parikya. If you offend the devotee, then just like that Maharaj Ambarish, he didn't feel offended by this Durvas. He was waiting there humbly for a year or something. The same time, but Durvasa couldn't get relief. Even when that Gopal Chakra, he wanted to get relief from his leprosy. What was it? Gopal Chakra. He approached Mahaprabhu full of leprosy. Mahaprabhu said, no, you will have to suffer. This is just the beginning of your suffering. Because you offended my devotee, Sarvabhidaya Mayam, you'll have to get relief from Shiva's chakra. But of course, devotees are merciful. They forgive. Yartakalakram. Kshantir. Tapas. The beauty of the devotee is his forgiveness. Rupina. The beauty of the wife is the chastity. And the beauty of the kokil, third is his singing. But even an ugly person is beautiful by his devotion, by his knowledge. Kokil and Aspara Rupam. Chandrapandi has a very instructive verse. And he says, so the Baspinam, the beauty of the sadhu is forgiveness. Shama eva tapas. Shama rupam tapasinam. So they forgive. And this way, they purify all the places of pilgrimage. It says here, they weren't that interested in getting themselves purified like common. Okay, so if any discussion.
Hare Krishna, thank you for stepping in. Question, you know, it's not even a question, but if you could elaborate a little bit more on the descent of the Ganga, you know, I think there was that whole conversation of Bhagirath was trying to bring the Ganga down, and then Ganga was concerned because, wow, everybody's going to fill me up with sins. And did he comment, or he told her that, no, the sages would come, and
something like that.
Any elaboration on that?
I haven't read it detailed recently, but maybe Pandu can say something. He wanted to know, because when the Bhagirathi was bringing the Ganga to the earth, Lord Shiva had to catch it. That's the first thing. The Ganga was too powerful, coming from higher planets. It had to be that Lord Shiva would catch the Ganga. That's why he always shown the Ganga spouting out from his top knot. But there was this question of the sages would purify. So, yeah, the sages do purify.
She was also concerned, yeah. She was also concerned about
that
all the simple people would take bath in the water and how would that be relieved? How would she be relieved of that?
It's not just the Ganga, but all places of pilgrimage. The sadhus are there. Like, I remember I went to Pushkar Lake one time in 74. Prabhupada said I should bring people to that lake that they would become devotees. So I went there, and there weren't so many tourists. When I went, there weren't that many tourists. Where is it? It's in Rajasthan. You have to go from Jaipur, about a 3-hour ride.
Ajmer.
Yeah, so. So it's become much more popular in the last 30, 40 years. But
the question is why they went up there on pretext, right? They couldn't just say.
I don't know. They just happened to show up. That happens a lot. Things just happen that way. Why was it that when Mahaprabhu was being blasphemed in Varanasi, that it just so happened that that one householder, was he a Brahmin?
Brahmana.
He invited...
Who? Huh?
I don't know. Anyway, he said, oh, why don't you come to lunch, you know? I'm having all these sannyasis. I mean, as far as I've heard, that Prakashananda had thousands and thousands. I don't know what kind of house he had, but he had thousands and thousands of followers. Maybe they didn't all show up, all the chief ones did. But let's assume that thousands didn't show up, but it was a big lunch. So how did that just happen, that the Brahmin came there just at the time when Chandrasekhar and Tapa Mishu were feeling so despondent that there's all this blasphemy. So you need to do something to straighten these characters out. Just then, this Brahmin shows up and says, yo, these sannyasis are going to come to my house. Krishna's arranging. So that's the final answer.
Offending the devotee. I was just thinking of the sign that's up in the bulletin board there that someone, I guess, writes to Srila Prabhupada, he may have seen it. And he's mentioning all the faults of, problems with devotees. So Prabhupada responds. He says, instead of criticizing the devotees, he said, you should be able to somehow transform them by your friendly behavior.
Yeah, that's correct. So the Goswami devotees, they go out. Prabhupada is very highly critical, speaking of not criticism. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he has written whole songs that Tumi Kishira Vaishnav, how does it start? Mom? Kaitava, you're cheating. He's actually speaking this to Vaishnavas who don't preach. He said, and we cite the example of, we don't, but Prabhupada does, and Bhagavatam. Praina Deva Munio, there's so many munis, like it's mentioned here, but they don't go out. Praina Deva Munio, Sabi Mukta Kama, they're only interested in their own liberation. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, they spoke very strongly. Prabhupada also, he said, I follow my Guru Maharaj with the chopping technique. That he wasn't going to tolerate. Siddhanta Dvanta Harini, he doesn't tolerate anything Srila Bhakti Siddhanta does. That is against the teachings of Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami was also acting very humble when Jiva Goswami even challenged. Defeated. Who was it? Baba Chan and others. He was punished. So Rupa Goswami was acting very humble. At the same time, he's praying in his book. We have to see both sides. He's praying in the beginning of that Nectar devotion. Rakhidam Sindhu, that these impersonals will be silenced by my Nectar devotion, by my Bhakti Goswami Sindhu. Just like the volcano that's under the ocean. Nobody knows, even though it's a volcano. But the flames cannot affect anybody because it's in the South Pole somewhere. North Pole. There's Moonies also, but they're impersonalists or they're fruited. There's different types of Moonies. So, still. Prabhupada said, no compromise. So it's very tricky because we don't have the adhikara of Prabhupada or Bhakti Siddhanta that we can just smash and challenge everyone left and right, whoever comes around. So, So this Bhagavatam is relieving the burning sensation of in this impure burning sensation in all times and places, but according to time and place. So one cannot jump over this adhikara. Prabhupada could criticize, just like we heard, he was smashing such. Actually, it's funny because one time I was in Mayapur, Prabhupada's room, and I think it was Satru, he walked out. In those days, it was just the building was newly opened, and the doors were slammed in the wind. They hadn't figured out that you could put these little pieces of wood and keep them open. So the door hadn't even slammed, but it had been slamming. And anywhere in the building, you probably say it was a hot cracking noise. He didn't like it at all. He did not like that door slamming. So he advised them to somehow get it. They did something. But before that happened, in Prabhupada's door, Satrup went out and he didn't slam the door, and it didn't slam, but Prabhupada said, just see, he has become a Vaishnava. He has become a Brahmin, and he cannot even close the door. I was thinking, whoa, he cannot even close the door. He probably wanted the door closed, so it went slam. I mean, it's kind of humbling statement. Cannot even close the door. Someone who can't close a door is pretty incompetent. But in point of time and place, we understand why he said not that he can't close the door, but it should be closed or else it would have slammed. Anything else? All right, Hare Krishna.